We're all familiar with the system a teacher uses to grade a math test or an English paper. Get a question right, get a point. Don't include a topic sentence, lose some points. This series of mistakes and successes accumulates into a letter grade, telling a student their score on the assignment. The state uses a similar process to grade schools and school districts, using the standardized test scores of students. But after criticism of the system's complexity, the State Board of Education is changing the process to assign these grades. My State Impact Indiana colleague Claire McInerney is here to explain what these changes will look like and how they'll benefit students. So first off, Claire, can you explain how the current system works?
Sure. So right now, it's a pretty complicated system. Let's look at an example situation with a fictional third grader in Bedford, let's say. This year, his math I-STEP score is 400, not a passing score. So then the state puts him into a group of other students from all over the state who also scored a 400. The next year, our Bedford student is now a fourth grader, and he improves his math score to 450, which is passing, and exciting because he made a big jump. Say is unfair. Remember, he's in that group of kids who all got a 400 last year. The kids could be from Gary, suburban Indianapolis, Muncie, and his new score of 450 is compared to their growth. So now it becomes how he improved in comparison to the other kids. Maybe his 50-point jump is huge for this group. Maybe it's average. But it's not just his score anymore. To be considered high growth, which would help boost his school score, he needs to be the best in this group. And this is the system the legislature mandated needs to go away.
So what does the new system look like?
To be clear, nothing is decided for sure, but last week the State Board of Education met with the A through F panel, a group of teachers, higher education officials, and education stakeholders to recommend a new plan. Under the system the panel proposed, there are more categories a student can fall into. So where before it was fail, pass, or pass plus, there's now three failing categories, three passing categories, and two pass plus categories, so a student can show improvement within a range of scores and not just be failing or passing. So using our Bedford student again, his score jumping from failing to passing would only be compared to itself. And these growth points would go toward the school's overall A through F score. Those at the meeting who helped create the system said its students' I-STEP scores will determine half of a school's letter grade, and the other half will be determined by student growth on those tests. Here's State Superintendent Glenda Ritz talking about what this means for parents and students.
I would say to families and students and educators that we are going to have a student-centered accountability system that looks at your child's individual student growth.
So is everyone on board with this plan?
No, I talked with a few of the panel members who felt the plan they presented was the best of the bad options. Derek Rettleman, the Vice President for Education and Workforce Development Policy at the Indiana Chamber of Commerce, says this new plan doesn't solve all the problems that we didn't like with our current system. He says if a student moves between categories, like our example kid from Bedford, their growth is only compared to their previous scores. But here's what Rettleman has to say about all the other kids.
That is the least likely thing to occur. When they ran the numbers, that's not what really occurs the most. What occurs the most is that students will be in the same performance category that they were in, and then it will be this relative growth that will determine the amount of points that they will get.
This relative growth thing Rettleman is talking about, according to him, is comparing students to other students who perform at a similar level, just using different criteria than before.
So if we're comparing students again, why is this the plan we'll switch to?
Well, and that's what Rettleman and some of the other panel members' issue is with the plan. They felt they didn't have enough time and didn't get all of the information they needed in the last year to create the best plan. And so this is what they're stuck with. So the legislature did mandate in the law that we can't compare student scores to each other. So if this plan is doing that, then hopefully the legislature and the State Board of Education catch it during the review process.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on this as it moves forward the next few weeks. Thanks, Claire.
Thanks, Rachel.